Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good to see you, Will. Stukes and Bell, we're out here at Metro Botto. Some of our listeners coming in, hanging out with us. Will just stopped by and was talking about the Hawks, and he's a big Hawks fan, Mike.
Yeah, we're just in agreement. You know, I mean, Quinn Snyder, let's see some genius juice, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's figure this out. Let's play some defense and see how, you know, we start to, you know, implement Trey in this half court. He was asking me about Porzingis. I said, I think that ship has sailed. I think this illness thing related to the heart condition is just going to make him trade bait Carl at the deadline. I don't see any other option.
I don't either.
Anytime soon, unless he makes us wrong by getting on the floor.
Yeah, well, look, they're playing this like, oh, everybody in the league knows it's no big deal. It kept him out of the playoffs last year. I mean, like, I don't know the severity of it. I'm not a doctor, although sometimes I play one on the radio. I don't know what this means for his long-term viability and his health. But I will say this, Mike. When you start talking about guys being out at week for weeks at a time,
right?
There's no reason to believe that he could play a couple of weeks, and then guess what? We get to the end of the season and we need him, and then he's going to be out again.
I mean, look, it's load management. And look, there's so many guys our age and younger are dealing with cardiovascular issues. I just had a stent, so I'm not going to poke at a guy who's got a problem with low blood pressure and stuff. That's a condition, but I mean, you got to fix it.
Yeah.
You got to find a treatment that gets you on the floor, and then you're not giving me anything right now.
We'll talk more about the Hawks. They get the Bulls tonight, as we said, coming up. Also, the uncertainty of Michael Penix's return has a lot of people talking, not just here in Atlanta, but around the league, as to what our options are going to be once this season is over. We got 2 weeks left, and I said this yesterday to Mike. I'll tell you guys who missed the show yesterday. Monday night's a big game. We're going to learn a lot about our coaching staff. We're going to learn a lot about these guys. For a season in which you're not playing for an opportunity to go to the playoffs and a team across the way that is playing for everything,
mm-hmm.
They're not going to lay down. And if you get rolled on Monday night, I think it's a more of an indictment of what you already believe with Raheem Morris.
Right.
If the team shows up, shows some heart, and all of a sudden competes, Mike, at the level in which we've seen them be this year when the better teams have come in here, including the Bills, then maybe it gives you a little bit of hope. Like, hey, this winning thing that we're seeing here at the end of the season may be something that I have to look at in my evaluation process. But I got to tell you, if they get rolled, Mike, this makes this decision a lot easier, not only for Falcon fans. I think ownership looks at that as well.
Right.
This is a big prove-it kind of moment for Raheem Morris, because we talk about, like, when the season's in the balance and you didn't do anything, and now you're playing for pride more than anything, and you're playing for next year, but you're also showing us you know what you're doing.
Right. I mean, look, to me, win or lose against the Rams, it don't mean nothing to me. the five games when the season was on the line, which I go back to, when you lost to San Fran, Miami, New England, Indianapolis, and Carolina. That's where you lost the season. That's when I guys asked me, what's your mean on for Zach Robinson? Let's take a look at the touchdowns from Kyle Pitts. 0-0-0-0-0. Okay? That's when he needs to be in the – and by the way, Drake played in those games. Okay, that's when Mooney was still kind of whatever he was. But you had Drake, and that's why don't you get your other playmakers involved? You know, that's this
what
is why
a shame that's been this year.
This team does not maximize the talent. You know, I mean, that's my problem. You've got more talent. Carl, if you missed the end of the show, we said Carolina's going to win this division with less talent than we've got, period, by any metric.
So frustrating. Mike, I think you're right. But I do think if you're trying to save your job and you beat the Rams – and you win the Saints game, and you win off with four games to end the season, you can stand on that. How much? I don't know. Like, you guys keep asking, like, what's his going to be his reasoning? Mm-hmm. His reasoning is going to be, look how we finished the season. His reasoning is going to be, look at the guys and how they got better and the young guys. And he's going to try to sell that to Arthur Blank and anybody else that he needs to sell it to. But if you lose these last two games, I think it's a lot easier for you to go, well, this is kind of is what we thought it was.
Right.
And that's why I think it matters. But for some of you, it may not. For Raheem and a lot of guys on this team, it's a big deal.
Right. And we can go round and round about, you know, he deserves a third. Deserves got nothing to do with it, to paraphrase Clint Eastwood, you know, in The Unforgiven. I've seen it. I've seen where this is at. I've seen special teams go week after week after week and cost us games and you never address it. We've already talked about it. Why can't you get your two best players on offense to coexist and actually course both score touchdowns? They never figured that out. You know, the inability to sort of coalesce the run game with the pass game. You know, that's another part of the Zach Robinson. The predictability, which other announcers have said, this team's too predictable. All parts of it. Maybe we're less predictable, but it took you too long to figure it out.
I do think they are because they're able to do some more things with Kirk Cousins that they couldn't do
yes.
with
our
previous quarterback. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Metro Botto right here off of Marietta Boulevard. Come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here until 6. Big O, back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, we were talking about all the guys that made the Pro Bowl. Bijan Robinson, Chris Lindstrom, two Falcons that have made the Pro Bowl. And Raheem was asked about coaching a special player like Bijan Robinson. Here's what he said about it.
It's pretty easy for me. You know, he's one of the easiest people to be around. He's one of the best people we know for both on the field and off the field. His character, you know, screams excellence. He is, you know, if you define the Falcon, he's exactly what you want everybody to be. All of those things, and I don't even know how close he is to the record. That's not something he talks to me about. That's not something we really talk about. He just talks about finding ways to help his team get wins, and you know, obviously B is special, and he's special to all of us in multiple different ways, including on and off the field, and some of us even in our personal life. So I just think he's an amazing human being to be around.
2,000 yards from scrimmage for Bijan Robinson, an incredible year. But, you know, has it been lost, Mike? Is it lost?
Yes, it is. It's a shame. It's you're wasting tremendous talent. You know, it's like all those years Walter Payton was just on terrible Bears teams. You know, basically Walter Payton played for like his 12 of his years were horrible Bears teams. You know, and Bobby Douglas at quarterback. Think about that. You know, and then eventually they finally put the defense together and they obviously probably should have won more than one Super Bowl. But, yeah, Bijan is a tremendous talent and we always – you know, go back to that draft, like, wow, we got Tyler Edgier, we got a 1,000-yard back. But Bijan's at another level, and we love Tyler, and I wish we could keep Tyler. Maybe they find a way. I doubt it. I think he can make more money somewhere else. But that's a great, great player. And Chris Lindstrom is everything, Carl. It's almost like you take him for granted because he's what you thought he was coming out of Boston College. Offensive line factory, and he's been plug and play.
Yeah, man. Look, the O-line and the way this thing has been built, obviously Jake's been here long term. I think they've done a really good job with that. And this line should be better when you get some of these pieces back next year. It should be a better offensive line. Meanwhile, last night we mentioned it. 49ers beat the Colts 48-27. Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan because he was talking about his quarterback. We talking about my quarterback.
Yeah, he did awesome, man. Played really well. Got on him for a couple he missed. But it was pretty close to perfect game. So he did a hell of a job.
Five touchdowns for Purdy, 25-34, and he did throw a pick, but look, it didn't matter. Mike said it. Phillip Rivers, it seemed like it was going to be one of those moments that we'd be talking about for a long time in the NFL, the way that game started, and he gets off and throws a touchdown, and you're like, man, and I didn't know if that was the rib protector he had on or was it his belly. I wasn't sure what was going on there last night with Phillip.
Well, I mean, he's got a dad bod.
You know, he does.
I mean, that's old man Rivers. I mean, look, imagine taking a 44-year-old guy who's playing, like, L.A. Fitness rec league basketball.
He's going to have a belly.
He's going to have a bit of a joey,
he's
man.
He's going to have a belly, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes has got a belly.
It's true.
Dad bod, you know?
But I commend him, man. He's playing, and he said, look, we're not out of this. They're trying to win. They're going to see if they can make something of this. Meanwhile, speaking of Phillip Rivers, here's what he said about being back in the NFL.
This is the National Football League, and you've all dreamed of playing in this game as a kid. And if someone asked you, again, you know, would you play if y'all were going to be 2-14 like some of these teams are? If you had two games left, heck yeah, what do you mean we get to play an NFL football game again? So I those are the two simplest routes to take. But it's first and foremost our job to go seeking, do the work we've been asked to do. And we've come up short. But what we've been asked to do is give our best effort. And so that's what has to be done, these next few days of preparation, which on a short week with Christmas on Thursday and then a division opponent that's on fire right now. So we'll have to bounce back in a hurry.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how they finish the season. But Mike's right. When we saw the Colts, it looked like they were going to win the AFC.
I mean, you're feeling so good about, you know, the resurgence and the new career of Daniel Jones and Indiana Jones and all that stuff. And, yeah, man, he gets the injury. You know, you're done. And you look at the playoff picture right now, you're looking up at the Texans and the Jaguars in your division. And we know that the Chargers are going to be the other wild card. So it just seems like it's an impossible road now for the Colts.
It does. It really does. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Daily Downloads brought to you by Akins Ford. Check out the year-end sales at AkinsFord.com. Let's talk about Kirby Smart, because we're going to talk to our man Connor Riley coming up at 4 o'clock as he will give us the insight from Dog Nation as to the Dogs getting ready. They still got a lot of time, guys. That game's January 1st, all right?
You realize that Lane Kiffin's got his staff going back and forth from Baton Rouge to Oxford, and that, you know, you've got to have – imagine, you know, your offensive coordinator. Imagine you're Georgia and, like, oh, yeah, Mike Bobo, he's in West Palm Beach. What? He's not with the Dogs? This is what Ole Miss has to deal with. I heard Brandon Adams talking about it with Andy Randy on the drive over here to Metro Bottle. That's not normal. In your bowl preparation?
I knew this because when they were given permission, this was part of the negotiation. When those guys didn't go with Lane originally and they were given permission to go back, part of this was Lane was like, well, wait a minute. We got to get our class together. We got to get our stuff together.
Right.
I don't know, Mike, how that affects a team, but you got to believe it will. You have to believe. Now, you're going to say these guys aren't together 24/7, and they're not. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like this is that time of year where you get the most continuity with your players on this run towards a
right.
national championship.
And it's also, you know, in the big picture that nobody talks about is the extra 3 weeks of practice that the coaches love. But this is, you know, you're already played a game. You had a glorified scrimmage against Tulane. But, yeah, as we said, imagine we heard that Mike Bobo, yeah, he's kind of there part-time. Yeah, Schumann, he's kind of coming in and out with the Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah, like Kirby would ever allow that to happen. Kirby, by the way, more great stuff about, you know, players and dedication and attitude and sort of preaching to you, like Saban, kind of preaching in his press conference about the commitment to playing in a place like Georgia as opposed to guys transferring out.
We'll let you hear Kirby talk about the importance of having that time off, because they've had some time and they're going to have a little bit more before they get ready for Ole Miss. By the way, that following Friday, which is January 2nd, Mike and I are working and we will be all over that game, win, lose, or draw. I think the Dogs are going to handle business. I told you guys a few weeks ago.
To the tune of 7.5?
Well, look, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All of a sudden now, things are just coming together for them, and Gunnar Stockton may be playing his best football. Mike, I like their chances. But I'll tell you this, the Chambliss kid for Ole Miss,
right.
He's a playmaker, man. He's a playmaker. They didn't have answers for him in that first game.
Right.
And I think he's better.
I told you, we went back and looked at the play call, and they had 2-3 and outs, all passes. Run the ball, man.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk some more Falcons, including Michael Penix and the uncertainty surrounding him. A lot of people around the country are talking about it. We'll tell you what they're saying next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.